So we've been talking about working from the inside out and from the outside in. And today I want to sort of pull them all together and also talk about what it is that makes a man fall in love and want to stay forever. But before I go into that, I just want to get started with the questions because I have quite a few of them and I just want to make sure I get to everyone's questions. So I'll start out with Jessica's question. This is a great one. Jessica says, I've been feeling so caught up in the chemistry I feel with this one man that I tend to ignore the red flags. What can I do to start paying better attention to my best interest? I keep trying to figure him out, and I know that's not working for me. Absolutely, and I can definitely relate to that. So this has to do with the difference between instant chemistry, which can be very addictive, and I know we've all experienced that, and it doesn't serve us well a lot of the time. So the difference between that and real chemistry, which can actually be created over time, which is what we're working towards. So instant chemistry, this kind that you're talking about here, actually blows away our best interests sometimes. It messes with our man picker, and it works against us. So we tend to choose chemistry over the whole package with a man. I spent most of my adult life doing this, just completely abandoning myself and what I wanted because I got so swept up in the chemistry I would feel with a man. So this sort of instant chemistry alters our perception and causes us to attach meaning to things that are often inaccurate. For example, if we feel this instant chemistry with someone, we may assume that he's available and that he wants a relationship with us, the same kind of relationship that we're looking for. This can lead us down the path of creating a whole fantasy in our heads about someone who we sometimes know very little about. So if you've ever found yourself obsessing over why a man isn't calling or analyzing why a man hasn't followed up after a date or even replaying conversations over and over in your head, wondering what you could have said differently or done better, these are signs that you're caught up in this instant chemistry. And believe me, I've been there more times than I can count. So I know how this can be. So if he's not paying attention to you, rather than making you want to move towards him, what if his lack of masculine action towards you turned you off? What if it just caused you to get bored and lose interest? If you could hook up chemistry to when he's acting loving and wonderful and moving towards you, then you've really got something. And that's what we're working towards. The great news is you can do this. I know you can. So if you're just joining out, go ahead and mute everybody's line so you don't have to worry if there's noise in the background or anything. This is super important for everyone. You can save yourself from so much anxiety by simply becoming an observer of what a man does. So you want to watch what he does, not what he means or what we think he means, but what he actually does. Men are very simple. They do what they want to do all the time. If they're attracted to you and interested in a relationship, they'll contact you and ask you out. If they're not into you or they're not looking for a relationship, they won't. So just like we talked about last time in being the prize, you want to watch what he does and see how that makes you feel rather than getting caught up in what you think he means about everything. And again, I'm going to go ahead and mute everyone's line who's just joining. So don't worry if you're, you know, anywhere noisy or driving. You're all on mute. So, nothing means anything unless he's actively pursuing you. So I want you to stop attaching meaning to the chemistry you feel for a man unless he's showing you with his actions that he wants to move things forward. This will just make things so much simpler for you. Reading into everything a man says or trying to figure him out is just a useless waste of your time and energy. It also creates this whole vibe around you that a man can feel. It does the opposite of attract him. It actually pushes him away. So you can just take all that energy you've been using to try and figure a man out and use that energy to make yourself happy and create an amazing life for yourself. This will shift your vibe and just turn you into a magnet for men, for this man and for every man. So unlike the superficial kind of instant chemistry that makes you feel off balance and addicted to a man, real chemistry is something that develops over time when you build intimacy with someone and feel safe with them. So that's all about opening yourself up to a man and seeing how he just accepts you and loves you for exactly who you are. We're going to talk more and more about that. But I want to talk a little bit about perception and meaning, because I get a lot of questions about what a man means, and women so often want me to help them interpret a man's words or actions, and it's not actually helpful to do that. So if you always find yourself wondering, what does he mean by that? I wonder what he means. I want you to start tracking meaning. In other words, what meaning are you giving to the fact that he didn't call you today? What meaning are you giving to the fact that he just turned around and isn't paying attention to you? What meaning are you giving to the fact that he says he's not ready for a serious relationship? What meaning are you giving to your feeling that you love him? We think that all these things actually mean what we think they mean, but that's just not true. In fact, our perception about what a man means is wrong about 98% of the time. It's pretty shocking. Men usually do not mean what we think they mean. So to do this, to start tracking meaning, start by looking at something. You can do this right now. Look at your bed or a table, a piece of jewelry or a dress. And notice what you feel when you look at it. Does it feel good to you? Do you feel happy, angry, sad, or something else? And can you feel how your experience of that object in your past is coming into your being, and all of a sudden the object has meaning? In other words, your bed in your room is just a bed. It's part of the universe. It has energy, and it's alive in its own way. But it doesn't mean something about the man who slept in that bed with you 5 years ago. So start writing down the meaning that you're giving to everything. Last time we talked about feeling messages and expressing your feelings without giving them so much meaning. I think we talked about the sunset. So let's say you're watching the sunset. What meaning are you giving to that? If you're having a nice time and you're admiring how beautiful the sunset is, what's your body doing? What feelings are coming up in you? Keep track of all of this. Track the tension in your body, just like we did the first teleclass. You may think that the sunset is making you feel happy, but that's not what's going on. What's happening is you're watching the sunset and you're giving yourself a feeling of happiness. You're just creating these feelings in yourself. So the sunset doesn't have meaning in and of itself. It doesn't mean something about the last man you saw it with who broke your heart. And it doesn't even mean that you're having an extraordinary moment with the man you're watching it with right now. The sunset just is. So for everybody, rather than focusing on a man and trying to figure out what he means, I want you to start discovering yourself. I want you to be a detective of you. If you start tracking meaning all the time, you're going to have a lot of stories and experiences. And I don't want you to go into what's happened to you in the past and find out who you are that way. I want you to start investigating who you are in this moment. So, again, taking your focus off of what a man means and instead using that energy to become a detective of yourself, that is going to shift your vibe and make you super attractive to him. It's all about taking your focus off of him and putting it on yourself. That's kind of a theme here all throughout. So if an amazing man who deserves you and is worthy of you hasn't shown up for you yet, this is actually how you can start shifting your vibe and getting him to show up, even if he's standing right in front of you. It's pretty amazing how it works. So the next question I have... Oh, you know, I'm going to wait on that one because I want to talk about perception too. The other part of placing meaning on everything is perception. So when a man does or says something, we can perceive it in a million different ways. When it's a man we are chemically attracted to, like Jessica was talking about, or someone we have strong feelings for, this gets magnified even more. Have you ever asked your friends to help you analyze a text message or a comment or conversation that a man made to you? I know I've spent hours and hours doing this myself. So the important thing to remember here is when it comes to our perception of what a man means, we're just making that up. We're literally just making it up. So since you're making it up anyway, you might as well make it a good perception, one that serves you and makes you feel good about yourself, rather than worrying about a man if he's trying to tell you something or if he doesn't like you. If a man doesn't call, we tend to perceive that as he doesn't like me or he's playing games or often I must have done something wrong, and we go over and over it that way. Or even when he does contact you, we place meaning on it. If he's out with his friends and he texts you to say hi, there are so many different ways you could perceive that. You could perceive that as he's at a bar, there's other women there, he's trying to make me jealous, or he's trying to show me that he has a life and that he's busy. Or, why didn't he call me? Why did he text? If he really liked me, he'd call me. So since you're just making all of that up, I say try making it a good perception. Something like, you know, he's out with his friends and he's thinking about me. He's texting me. That's so sweet. Can you feel the difference there? So you want to go straight to that, straight to the good perception. Instead of letting your mind wander to all of these other things, it just drives you crazy and it sort of, you know, decreases your vibration. You start thinking really small and getting really focused on him. And you want to do the opposite. So this will shift your vibe as well and make you feel more warmly disposed to him when you make it a good perception, which will help you open up and be an invitation. I'm not suggesting that you delude yourself into thinking that a man is crazy about you if he's given you clear signals that he's not. But masculine energy men are usually pretty straightforward, and they won't give you mixed signals when they're interested in you. So again, it's being an observer of what a man does, his actions. And remember, mixed signals and wishy-washy, back-and-forth behavior, that should start to turn you off. That's what we're working towards. You're looking at the actions and perceiving everything positively. Most of the time, how we're perceiving situations with men has a lot to do with how we feel about ourselves. If we're feeling good about ourselves and we have a relaxed attitude about dating, we're more likely to perceive what a man says or does in a good way. On the other hand, if we're feeling bad about ourselves and we're anxious about where we stand with a man, or if we're feeling attached to the outcome, that's when we tend to make up perceptions that don't serve us well. So if you're just using your perception of what a man says or does as an opportunity to beat yourself up, you want to catch that right away. See if you can start catching these perceptions you're putting on things and switch them around so you're celebrating yourself. And notice what a difference that makes in your interactions with men. My guess is that's going to make a huge difference. It will make you much more warm and open. So I have a great question from Dee Dee. She says, when is the right time to lean forward in a relationship, or should I always be leaning back? Dee Dee, this is a brilliant question, and almost everybody asks me this, so I'm glad you brought that up. So most of the time, obviously, you want to be in your feminine energy, leaning back, like we've been talking about, the dance, where the man leads and we follow. But the great thing about this is, if you're feeling super confident, like just a total dream girl goddess, you can do anything you want. You really can. If you're just at a place where you're feeling so secure and you're not attached to the outcome, you can do anything. You can call up a guy and say, hey, let's go meet for lunch down the street in 5 minutes. You know, most of us are not at that place. So that's why I suggest bringing it all back and leaning back 100% of the time, just till you get it down. Because often what happens is we can just delude ourselves into thinking we don't care just because our urge to lean forward is so intense and strong. And we want to talk ourselves into it. I used to do this. I used to say, you know, about texting an ex-boyfriend who I was still feeling very attached to. I would think, I don't care if he texts back. I'll just send him a text, whatever. I don't care. And text him something. And, you know, then I would lose sleep obsessively checking my phone every 5 minutes the whole night. You know, and if I didn't get the response I was looking for, I felt terrible. So obviously I wasn't at a place to lean forward like that. And we can tend to do that. So that's why I say bring it back to zero and just always lean back. You can't go wrong by leaning back. And if you want to reprogram your brain here, like we talked about last time, where leaning back just feels completely natural, and it will once you start to do this more, you have to start doing it all the time. And you really have to lean back even when just every fiber in your being wants to lean forward. I just want you all to keep this in mind. This is so important. You can't push the right man away by leaning back. Everyone worries about this, but if he's the right man for you, leaning back will just compel him to come towards you, and it will attract him more. So you don't have to feel anxious about that or worry that you're going to lose him or he's going to forget about you. So when in doubt, lean back, always. However, if you want to experiment, you can. If you're feeling great and you're feeling secure, you can try it in small ways. You know, don't do it while he's working or he's watching the game. Don't go up and try and get his attention. But if you're sitting there with him and you want to just, you know, reach out and touch his arm, try it, you know. And if it doesn't feel good, if he leans away from you, just rein it back in, you know, so you can experiment in small ways if you're feeling good and you're just wondering how it all works. But basically, the important thing to get in touch, the important thing is here, is to get in touch with where you're coming from when you do this. If you're coming from a place of lack or wanting something more from him that he's not giving you, that's not the time to lean forward. That's the time to lean even further back, get into your feminine energy, your receiving mode, and focusing on yourself and what's right in front of you, not on him. So if you haven't heard from him and you're starting to feel anxious, that's not the time to call him up or text him, hey, how are you doing? If you are coming from a place of, you know, he's not giving you what you need, don't lean forward. Keep leaning back. Lean back even further. So the only time to lean forward is when you're feeling super confident and secure, like I said, and not caring about the outcome. Then you can experiment with it a little bit. But for most of us, you know, just keep leaning back. Even if it's a little uncomfortable, you want to get out of your comfort zone that way. That was a great question. So Christina says, I've been noticing on my first date that toward the end of the date, the man will start to test the waters and figure out how to ask for a second date without really asking for one. Sometimes they'll ask me how long I've been online dating. Sometimes they'll say, I guess we'll just be in touch, or they'll say nothing. I've been on lots of first dates, but very few second dates. How am I supposed to be encouraging without stepping up and suggesting the second date myself? Brilliant question. Another great one. So my guess here is that some of these men aren't sure if you like them or if you're open to seeing them again, especially if they don't know you, you're just meeting for the first time. That's what I'm picking up on. And I used to get that all the time, by the way. You know, men used to say, I can't get a good read on you. I can't tell if you're into me or if you don't like me. People used to tell me that too. So for me, the problem was that I was kind of shut down emotionally and closed off. And I had to work on opening myself up no matter what was going on. If I liked the guy, if I didn't like the guy, I had to learn how to stay open. So practicing being warm and open on these dates, and genuinely curious about them, like doing the listening tool we practiced in the first teleclass. This will help you a lot because men are very sensitive to rejection, much more than we think. And they're afraid of rejection too, just like we are. So that's why they can sometimes test the waters. Like you said, they don't want to just come right out and ask if they're not sure that you'll say yes. So there's another option here though too. You can experiment with this. Like I said before, if you're feeling super confident and not at all attached to the outcome of this, you could experiment. If a man starts hinting around at, you know, maybe we'll go out again or something like that, you can just try saying something like, I'm feeling confused. Are you saying you'd like to go out again? You know, if that's genuinely how you're feeling. not in a suggesting way, but just in a warm and open way, just genuinely curious, where you're flirty and playful and you're just expressing yourself. You could just say that. Are you asking me out again? I feel confused. You know, and just very lighthearted. I really want to invite straightforward talking like that if you're at a place where you're not results-oriented or attached to the outcome. You have to just be at a place where you don't care what he says after that. He'll most likely say, yeah, I guess I was, you know, do you want to go out again? But you have to be prepared. If he says something like, no, I wasn't saying that, you have to not even care. You have to be at that super confident place where you're just like, oh, okay, I was just wondering. So genuinely curious, and you're not going to be devastated if he says something that, you know, you weren't hoping he'd say. And as far as going on a lot of first dates, you know, I've been there. I know exactly what that's like. And it's just sort of what you have to do when you're turning these patterns around and starting to attract a better kind of man. That's what dating is all about. So you're definitely not failing by having to go on lots of first dates. I don't want any of you to think of it like that. That mindset will work against you. Most people really don't meet their Mr. Right immediately when they're dating or online dating. It takes a little while. I went on so many first dates. I mean, like 50 to 100 maybe. I don't even know. I lost count. There were so many of them. You know, so I know what it's like. And it's really just about going through men in a lot of ways and looking for the message. So rather than looking at a man thinking, are you what I want? You want to think, I wonder who you are. Or even better, what message do you have for me? You say that in your head. What message do you have for me? You know, what do you think that's going to do for your vibe? That will just shift it in such a great direction. So start thinking about that, everybody. Even if you're in a relationship, you know, you can say to yourself, what message do you have? It will just open you up. And a lot of times with these first dates, it's just not a match. It has nothing to do with you or what you did or said. It's just not a match, and there's nothing you could do about that. So really, this dating thing is a full-time job in a lot of ways, and yet it's worth it if that's what you want. If what you want is a relationship or a lifelong partner, it's worth the full-time job for you. So just keep in mind, like we've been talking about, the right guy for you will just come after you. So you don't have to worry so much about suggesting or taking on the masculine role of trying to manage everything. You want to go from managing everything to letting it all go. Sometimes even the most masculine energy men do need a little encouragement if they're someone who's afraid of rejection, which most men are. But for the most part, your job is to just let go of the outcome, be warm and open and in the moment. So I hope that was helpful. Next question I have here, let's see, it's from Sarah. Sarah says, I feel like I had it all wrong when it comes to what a man is really looking for. Can you explain exactly what a man needs in order to fall in love? And this is perfect, Sarah, because this is exactly what I wanted to talk about tonight. So what a man needs to fall in love is two things, actually. You may have heard this before. It's safety and thrills. He needs to feel thrilled in your presence. Well, you're already providing the thrills. Really, just by being a woman and by being exactly who you are. You know, if you're just there and you're being yourself, that's thrilling to a man. It really is. There's nobody else like you on this planet. So, you know, there are definitely things you can do and not do to ramp that up, and we can talk about that. But most women need help with the safety part of things. The safety thing doesn't come so naturally for most people. So if a man is going to give up his freedom, basically, to be with you, he has to feel safe. You know, he has to feel safe. So that's about you feeling safe with you and staying open emotionally. And this is, you know, we're going to be talking about this all throughout. Yeah, I don't know if any of you know people like this or know women like this, but I know a couple women who just, you have a good friend who's just the total package, gorgeous, smart, you know, amazing personality, has everything going for her. And yet when something doesn't go her way or if she's not feeling good about something, she'll just completely shut down and just get quiet and just her whole vibe shuts down. And it's kind of terrifying, you know? Feels very unsafe sort of being in her presence right then. And it's not a surprise, you know, she has a really hard time in her love life. And you look at her and you just go, what? You know, she seems so perfect. But this safety thing is so incredibly important in relationships. It really is. So part of this is, you know, what a man is looking for. And what a man wants is to be completely accepted for who he is. Not who he's pretending to be, but who he really is. This is huge. He wants to be loved and accepted for his real self, his anger, his weaknesses, all of it. The person his mother told him he was, basically. He wants you to get that he has weaknesses and for you to love him anyway. He doesn't want you to say, you don't have weaknesses, you're not that kind of guy, you're perfect. Because he believes he is that kind of guy. So just telling him he's perfect isn't going to work. You have to go about it a little differently. Because he blames of things about himself that make him feel unworthy. He wants to know that you know he has weaknesses and that you love and accept him for exactly who he is. So where does all this acceptance start? It actually starts with you. It starts with you accepting yourself and your own feelings. So a man won't believe that you accept him until he believes that you accept you, that you accept yourself. You could try from morning until night to convince him that you love him and accept him, but you'll never connect to him, and he'll never believe you if you don't love and accept yourself. And he can actually pick up on that in your vibe if you're loving yourself. We tend to think men are clueless. But they actually are very, very sensitive, and they can tell whether or not we love ourselves. They just pick up all kinds of things in our vibe. So if you were to catch yourself beating yourself up in front of a guy and then say something like, wow, I just caught myself beating myself up. I need to love myself and have compassion for myself, and say that in his presence, he would feel incredibly connected to you. Really, you know, to see you turn from beating yourself up to loving yourself would just completely turn him onto you. You're totally transparent, you know, you're staying open through the whole process. That would make him believe you, because all he sees in our love without connection is need and urgency, and he doesn't get it. You know, urgency and neediness are big problems. We'll talk about that next time. But really, you know, deep down, he's worried that he can't make you happy. All men, they're constantly worried that they're disappointing you, that they're no good for you, which makes them feel very angry on a deep, unconscious level. Men have so much anger around feeling inadequate and ineffectual, especially with the economy the way it is right now. They just feel like they can't act like men or feel like men. So what men need is to be able to feel masculine in the relationship. If you can give a man the belief that he fulfills your needs in a romantic, masculine way, and really trust him to fulfill you in an emotional sense, he'll just turn into this knight in shining armor, because that's really what he wants to be. So, the way to create safety with a man so that he can connect to you is by loving and accepting him for exactly who he is. And you now know the only way to do that is to first love and accept yourself unconditionally. This involves you forgiving yourself totally, no matter what. Most of us are so busy beating ourselves up all the time that forgiving ourselves never even crosses our mind. So, start by forgiving yourself for even thinking that you could ever do anything wrong. Say to yourself, I didn't do anything wrong. All day long, I want you to say this. Say, everything that's happened was in perfect scheme of the universe, and things are unfolding the way they're supposed to. That just gave me chills. You know, if you're going through a hard time right now, or you're feeling down on yourself or frustrated for whatever's going on in your love life or just in your regular life, say this to yourself, you know, things are unfolding the way they're supposed to, and I didn't do anything wrong. And forgive yourself for even thinking you could ever make a mistake. Forgive yourself for even having the thought of beating yourself up. This is how you'd start to do this. So do it constantly and write it down if you need to. this is important, you know, having loving compassion for yourself. This moment means that whatever happened, whatever happens in the future, whatever you're thinking about yourself or anyone else, whatever you do, it's all irrelevant. Even the man is irrelevant for right now. We're taking him out of the picture. And we're completely focusing on your inner world, because what you want to do is shift your vibe. That's why you're here. And it's not an outer thing. This is working from the inside out, part of the modern siren combo. Rory Ray calls this radical accepting, just accepting everything. When you completely forgive and accept yourself, this is what allows a man to believe that you're going to accept him. It's the only way. What might come up for you when you start to do this accepting yourself is grief. If you've lost a man, if you're still attached to a man who's not there anymore, or if you've lost something like your health, there's grief that you go through. You may experience some of the classic stages of grief, like denial or anger or depression, and yet nobody says how long this needs to take. It doesn't have to take years and years and years. Everything can change in a moment. Alchemy can happen in a moment. Once you add in a new ingredient, like forgiving yourself, everything can start to shift in a new direction. That's the definition of alchemy, actually. You add in one new thing, and the whole dynamic changes. Everything changes. So you don't have to get over the last man who broke your heart before you can forgive yourself and put yourself out there again. All you need to remember is that everything starts with you forgiving, accepting, and loving yourself, no matter what happens. People talk about healing your heart all the time, but what does that mean, and how do you do it, right? The way I think of it is, what if you just forgive yourself for even thinking something was broken? And what if you just assume that mistakes are part of the process and part of the plan here? So when you start to organically feel your way through these things, your vibe will shift and your man will start to feel a sense of safety with you, which will completely draw him in and attract him towards you. So I want us all to start doing this, and let me know how that goes for you, because it's such a huge process and it can change everything. So the next question I have here is from Melissa. Let's see, Melissa says, I'm dating someone exclusively, and at the beginning it was great. He was loving and open, and I don't know what happened, but he started acting distant and then saying I was needy. We ended things for 6 weeks and got back together, and even though things are great, we're still together and love each other. Oh, even though things aren't great, we're still together and love each other. How do I come across as not needy and still loving and keep this relationship going? Great question, Melissa, because I know everyone has been through this, you know, feeling needy in a relationship, or even having a man say you're coming across as needy when you're not doing anything or trying to do it. So basically, it's coming out in your vibe. And if you're holding on to a man, it's most likely because he's withdrawing. And the weird and crazy thing is that he's likely withdrawing because you're holding on to him. It's just amazing how that works. Counterintuitive. So in order to stop him from withdrawing, what you have to do is stop holding on. And I know that sounds completely wrong, and it just goes against everything you've ever learned. It seems like the total opposite of just going after what you want or pursuing your dreams, right? The thing is, though, a man isn't a dream. He's a real person. And although I want you to pursue your dreams in work and life and anything else that's about you and your own life, a man is another human being that you actually have no control over, only influence with. And that's what these tools are all about. So he's a human being, not a dream, and you don't want to have control over him. You actually don't. If you pursue a man, you will push him away. That is a fact. And yet we all want to grab onto and hold on to anything that feels like it's running away from us. That's why at auctions, people end up with all kinds of things they don't want. They just get so caught up in letting something not slip away from them, slip through their fingers. So the way to keep a man is to let go of him. This is completely different than letting him go. Letting go of a man is actually about letting yourself go. So think of it this way. You're letting go without even considering what he's doing. You're refusing to hold on to anything about this man. This is going to feel almost completely the opposite of everything you've been taught and everything you've been doing. But I know if you try it, you'll feel better, and you'll get so much better results when you do this with a man. So how to do this? Let's start with what holding on to a man looks like, just to see if you're, if this is what's going on. This will look like thinking about him, even when you're doing something or where you're somewhere where there are other things to look at and think about, but you're thinking about him. It could look like going from him to wanting him and wanting to just get him and capture him and make him yours. If you analyze every move he makes and everything he says and every move you make and everything you say, that's holding on. It also looks like initiating contact, which would be calling him, leaning in, hugging him first, sending him emails, text messages, things like that. And it also looks like worrying about everything you do and say and everything that happens out of fear that it will push him away. There's so many more things with this holding on, very subtle things. But for now, take a look and see if you're doing any of these. I bet some of you are. I know I've done all of these things at some point or another. So it's very, very common. So just spend the rest of the week, you know, noticing if you're doing any of these things. And notice, just notice it and make a list of what you notice, what you're doing, what's happening. See if you can find a pattern and write that down too. I'm big on patterns. So we got to work on how to get out of this awful pattern. The truth is when you're holding on to a man, it's you who stopped cold. It's like he's dragging you along wherever he goes. And he's just pulling you off your path. That's what it feels like too. And we'll follow him. We'll follow a man when he withdraws. It's crazy because that's what we've all been trained and taught to do our whole lives. And now we're doing something different. I want to teach you how to stay on your own path no matter what he does or doesn't do. So it's not a matter of watching him go off somewhere when he withdraws. It's about letting go of anything that's moving away from you. Anything. So you can go in your own direction and you can just keep doing what you need to be doing to take care of yourself. So important. So what happens when you do that is all of a sudden a man turns around and he has to be with you. It's amazing. All of a sudden you completely lose that aura of clinginess and desperation and you look confident. You become like a dream girl and that changes everything. So we can all do this right now. Imagine at this moment that you're holding on to a man. If he's right in front of you, you could just, in your imagination, reach out and grab his shirt. Or if you're with a man who's withdrawing, imagine him walking away from you and just really dramatic, you know, throw yourself on the ground and grab onto his leg or his ankle. And he's walking away, just dragging you with him. What does that feel like? Really imagine it and keep your eyes open when you do this. Imagine every detail, what it feels like in your whole body, just locked into him, trying to hold on to him. It probably feels terrible, I imagine. You know, notice how your whole body is almost in survival mode, just trying to keep him from moving away. Notice how you're trying to keep him from doing what you want, like he's a dog that's not obeying you, or if you've ever had like a cat and you're trying to keep it on your lap and it's just squirming, trying to get away, sort of the same thing. And feel the confusion you feel, just the total exasperation of not knowing why he's moving away and just wanting to do anything to make him stand still and listen to you. Okay, now just open your hands and let it go. Just completely let it go. In your imagination, turn around, turn away from him, and focus on something else that's right in front of you. This is what's going to shift your vibe. This, what's right in front of you thing, it completely shifts your vibe. I think it was last time we did the touching objects and really focusing into the details of an object to get you out of your head and into your body, into your feminine energy. You can do that right along with this. So practice doing this several times a day. And every time you're thinking about a man who's, you know, not there in front of you, especially when you're feeling that desperate need to hold on to him. it's taken you a long time, likely, to develop the habit of holding on to a man. So you're going to need some time to create a new pattern of learning to let him go. Once you do, you'll find that it takes next to no effort on your part, and the man will just want to come closer and closer to you, to the point where the right man for you won't ever let you go. He'll just keep coming towards you. And that's the idea of this whole program, of effortlessly attracting the right man for you. Another tool we can do around this that might be helpful is, you know, everyone put your hand out in front of you and imagine a pile of sand in your hand. And try and hold on to that sand by squeezing it with your hand. So make a fist with your hand now. And just notice how all the sand will just slip right through your fingers. This is what happens when you try to hold on to sand. Same thing with a man. You try and squeeze him and hold on to him. He just slips through your fingers. Okay? Now go ahead and open your hand back up and imagine the sand there and just sort of let it be. Don't move your fingers. Don't hold on to it. Just let it be. So this is how you keep the sand in your hand, and this is how you keep a man from withdrawing. You just let him be. You know, don't try and hold on. So that really demonstrates how this works here. Okay, next question is from Erica. This is a good one. Eric, my relationship is going great, but I can feel myself fast-forwarding to thoughts about the future often, and it makes me feel anxious, like I'm walking on eggshells. What's the best way to get him to see a future with me? Great question, and this is so, so common, so I'm really glad you brought this up. And it really ties into what, you know, what a man needs to fall in love. So basically, you're right. You don't want to be walking on eggshells ever with a man because it just destroys your vibe and the attraction and the romance. But I know how easy it can be to just fall into this. This can happen when you're simply just excited about a man. Even if things are going great, like you said, you might just have this feeling in your stomach, or you might just start to wonder, like, what's going to go wrong here? Or, I hope he's serious about a long-term relationship. Or, definitely, you know, I don't want to waste my time on the wrong man ever again. And believe me, I don't blame you for feeling any of those things. You know, you're going to want to minimize your chances of getting hurt. You really are. But the problem is, the result of this fearful walking on eggshells mindset is what it does to your vibe, basically. You start to obsess when he doesn't call or when you haven't heard from him. You start to ask your friends what it means when he says something or does something, like we talked about. You tense up or lose sleep, or you just become uptight. And I get it, you know, you want to be loved so badly, but you're so afraid of getting hurt that you just turn yourself into this shell of your best self. So you want to ask yourself a couple questions here. First, are you more attractive when you're confident and carefree or insecure and uptight? Are you more attractive when you assume that your man adores you, or when you're living in fear that he might bail on you, like all the other guys have done? Are you more attractive when you're focused on enjoying the present or obsessing about what might happen in the future? Now, the answer is obvious, right? But the truth is, this is so important. You can all write this down. Living in the present is the most effective way to make a man fall in love with you and want to stay forever. That's it, living in the present. It's what we've been talking about this whole time, but that's really the crux of it. It's based on the principle that men do what they want to do all the time. So if they want to move the relationship forward, they will. If they want to call you, they'll call you. It's very, very simple, which is why when you want to know what you should do about the guy who just you're crazy about, the answer is simple. It's just nothing. You just do nothing. And that sounds counterintuitive, like some of this other stuff, but you really want to just minimize your effort as much as possible. Because doing something means you're trying to keep your emotional tether alive, trying to persuade him or convince him to call you, see you, or commit to you, or to give you more affection, stuff like that. But the great thing is, you know, the right man for you won't need to be persuaded. You really won't. So, you know, if it's Thursday night and he hasn't called you to see you on the weekend, you get to let it go and you just make other plans and take yourself out. You might think, why? You know, wouldn't it make more sense to call him or text him or see him so he doesn't lose interest? And the answer is no. Because again, when you're coming from a place of lack or anxiety about not hearing from a man, remember that's not the time to reach out to him and lean forward. That's the time to keep leaning back. So this is very important. You know, persuading a man to take action only lets him know that he's in control, that you're desperate and needy, and that you just don't trust him, that he knows what's good for him. The truth is, if you're the right woman for him, you won't need to persuade him or convince him at all. You know what it's like when a man's excited about you and interested in you. You've all experienced this. He calls, he follows through, he's thoughtful, he is chivalrous, he does what he says he's going to do, and he wants a commitment with you. And sometimes it takes a few weeks or a little while, you know, for men to figure all of that out for themselves. But remember, this is so important, this concept. You can all write this down too. Men like to buy. They don't like to be sold. I'll say that again because it's so crucial. Men like to buy. They don't want to be sold. This applies to relationships too. Absolutely. He wants it all to be his idea, always. He wants to call you up. He wants to ask you out. He wants to propose to you. He wants to get the ring. He wants to take you to the wedding. He wants to do all that. He wants it to be his idea. And he wants to do it to varying and different degrees, depending upon how much a man is grown personally and how much a man is has a lot to do with us, right? If we're opening up, if we're creating a safe space and leaning back, he's going to want to walk into that space. So just keep that in mind. Anything you do to amp up the pressure for him to make a decision or contact you or commit to you, anything like that is just going to drive him away. It's the exact opposite reaction that you want from your man. So that leaves you with the question, what should I do? And the answer is very simple. Again, you want to make your present so amazing that he wants to have a future with you. That's it. You know, live in the moment and make the present moment. Not by giving to him and being a good partner by doing things for him, but by being in the moment and, you know, experiencing, expressing, being in receiving mode, everything we've talked about. So it's not about finding out right away how many kids a guy wants or where he wants to live when he gets married or hoping he says, I love you after a couple months. Those things you can deal with later. For now, just have fun and be in the moment, enjoy the moment. What you want is a man who's chosen you on his own accord and who is emotionally invested in you because he feels so happy every time he's around you. So if you're texting him like, where have you been? Or you're calling him or having conversations about where the relationship is going, coming from a place of anxiety or lack, you're not going to make him feel very good in the present, most likely. So just relax and enjoy the ride. And really note that the right man for you will step up to the plate and commit to you all on his own. The wrong man will never escalate his efforts, and he'll keep you at an option indefinitely. And I know all of you have experienced the difference of a man coming towards you and stepping up and a man who just never escalates his efforts. So you can really start to trust yourself or trust your instincts around this. You know, and either way, the man's doing it because that's what he wants to do. If he's moving it forward, that's because he wants to. If he's keeping you as an option, it's because he wants to. Very simple. So in order to get a relationship off the ground, you have to kind of put off all fears and thoughts about the future for now and just enjoy the present. without persuading and convincing a man. And just know that the right man for you will know what to do next. I promise. So what it really comes down to is we women get very worked up about looking in the distance for the relationship. I've done this a million times. I know we've all done it. And we get worried about getting hurt, you know, a year down the line. And men are the opposite. Men are just all about the moment. They just want to feel good, and they want to feel good right now in the moment. They're not so concerned with all of that future stuff. So this is so important. This is the key here. If you could just reverse that and play in the moment, just date a bunch of guys if you're single, have fun in the moment, or if you're in a relationship, just really, you know, experience everything, be in receiving mode in your feminine energy, slow it down. If you're single or in a relationship, slow down the moment like we talked about last time. So you want to reverse it and not be so invested in the outcome. So you want to go from being a results-oriented go-getter in relationships to more process-oriented. That's what you want to do. So if you reverse that, so you're all about the moment, the man will start thinking, I better lock this girl down. You know, he starts to feel a sense of urgency. You know, I better get this girl to commit to me. Just the opposite. You know, if you think of that dream girl image from the first teleclass, you know, just this, you know, goddess up on the pedestal. Do you think a woman like that is trying to strategize and get a man to commit to her or get him to do what she wants? The answer is no way, obviously. You know, a woman like that doesn't need to do any sort of strategy. The men just come to her. They're just drawn into her. So I want you to keep bringing that image back to your mind. We tend to think that once we get into a great relationship, then we'll feel that way. Or once we get committed with a guy, then we'll feel like this goddess on a pedestal. But it's just the opposite. You have to get yourself to that place first, then everything else will fall into place. That's the difference between looking to a man to make you feel lit up versus lighting yourself up, or just knowing that that light's already inside you. You just have to open it up and shine it out, and the right man will just come towards you. So I hope that was clear. That's super, super important. We're always looking ahead in the distance for the relationship. Men are all about the moment. So what you want to do is reverse that. And if you have any questions about that, you know, I'll definitely clarify, because that's one of the most important concepts of this whole thing. So one way to do this is to not get so invested in a man until he offers you the commitment you want. Because, you know, the minute you're too invested in a guy, of course you're going to feel anxious about the future. So you really want to take a look at that. I have a great question from Janine, who says, I was in a relationship for almost 2 years, and he ended it without much warning. This was the first and only relationship I've been in since my divorce 5 years ago. I was shocked and devastated. Even though he never talked much about the future, I thought we had a good thing. I wasn't dating anyone else during that time, hoping that he would commit to me. Why would he stay with me for that long if he didn't intend on being with me long term? So, Janine, first of all, I'm so sorry that you're going through this right now, and I can definitely relate myself. I know most of us can. In this situation, the question is not, why would he stay with me for that long if he didn't intend on being with me long term? The why is not important here for all of us. You can't change the why. So you don't want to go digging around searching for the answers to these why questions. The question you want to be asking yourself is actually, why do we get invested in a man to the point where if he makes a decision like leaving us, we're going to be devastated? I don't want your boy energy, your masculine energy, to ever let you go through that again. Your boy energy is supposed to protect you. That's what it's there for. Not the way we're used to protecting ourselves, by putting up a wall around us, or keeping our boundaries on the outside, or keeping ourselves from showing the world who we really are, but Your boy energy needs to protect you by simply not allowing you to invest in a man before you know what he wants with you and what he envisions for the future and whether or not you're on the same page. It's very important. So when you invest in a man before knowing if you're on the same page in terms of the relationship, you end up waiting for him with your heart just sort of hanging in the balance. And like we talked about before, if you wait on a man, you're going to get angry and resentful. Like I said, anger and resentment build in direct proportion to the amount of effort you're putting out. And waiting on a man to commit to you and give you what you want, that is a lot of effort. A lot of energy goes into that. So you're going to get resentful, and it's going to come out in your vibe. You know, what do you think that does to your vibe? Do you think it inspires him to chase after you and step up and commit to you? Most often the answer is definitely no. And this is what you experience, your Janine. It's classic. You know, every woman has been through this, every woman I know at least. So if you were invested in this man exclusively for 2 years and he never brought up commitment, but that's what you wanted, that's the problem right there. So circular dating is the answer and the cure for not getting invested in a man before he offers you the commitment you want. This is what allows you to practice all of these tools with every man who shows up and practice not feeling a sense of urgency. Urgency is a big, big problem. In fact, it's probably the number one problem I see that's holding everyone back in their love life is urgency. We're going to talk about next time, you know, how to stop urgency from ruining your love life, basically. So for you, Janine, your boy energy cannot let you get invested to the point where you start to feel urgent. This is so important for everyone, really. The moment you feel urgent, something's wrong, and that's a big clue that you're too invested. So just like the minute you feel resentful, that's a big clue you're putting out too much effort. So you can say, you know, where am I putting out effort? And you can track it back that way. If you're starting to feel urgent, that's a big clue that you're too invested. You can take a look at that, you know, rather than focusing on the man and why didn't he want to commit to me. It's that often distracts you from the real problem, which is, you know, taking a look at your boy energy, letting you get invested to the point where if he makes a decision like that, you're just completely devastated. You don't want to abandon yourself like that again, moving forward. And I know it's hard, so I'm going to be with you through all of this and how to stop yourself from doing this. So moving forward, start by spending time with men who are just crazy about you and whose energy is coming towards you. And treat them all equally without getting hung up on any one man until you know whether or not you're on the same page. This is where the no girlfriend speech from Rory Ray comes in. And I don't think any of you are actually in this situation where you need to end your exclusivity with a man because he's not offering you what you want. Like if what you want is marriage and that's not on the table and you're just sort of trapped in this place where you're exclusively involved with a man like that, I don't think any of you are at that place. But if you are, let me know and I'll definitely bring up this no girlfriend thing next time or in coming weeks. Basically what that is, you know, telling a man, I'm not looking to be a girlfriend. I'm looking to get married and have a family or whatever it is you're looking for. And, you know, it doesn't feel good to close down all my options until, you know, I find that person, whether it be you or somebody else. So there are different versions of this no girlfriend speech, but it's very, very useful. It's basically keeping your options open until, you know, a man offers you the commitment you're looking for. So basically, if what you want to do is get married, you're not going to do the boyfriend-girlfriend thing. You're going to just be dating until you're engaged, basically, until a man proposes or until you know for sure that he is the one for you, that he's crazy about you, and that he's not going to let you go or keep you waiting around. So that is the last question. That's what I have for tonight. So if you guys have any questions about any of this, you know, email me and I will respond to you pretty quickly usually. So, you know, any sort of clarification or anything you need, I'm here for you. I want to know what's going on, if this, you know, these tools are working for you. I love hearing all about, you know, the success stories or anything you're struggling with, or if you want me to talk about something specific in the next couple title classes, that would be great. So I hope everyone has a great night, and thank you so much, and I will talk to you next week.